Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you and yours are safe and warm wherever you are, or cool, since it's still hot in many areas. But we're in the dog days. Some of that heat will start to go away. We hope anyway, right? Another weekend almost upon us, and what will we be talking about? Water cooler buzz these days has a lot to do over an Islamic center in New York. Also, it should be on Jimmy Carter getting the freedom for yet another American who, ridiculously, it sounds like, was being held in North Korea, could have been sentenced to that hard labor, just like the two American journalists that former President Clinton had to rescue. This time around, no matter what your politics or how much you think Jimmy Carter failed as a president, he didn't fail when it came to the mission of getting Gomes back to Boston, because that's exactly what happened, or this 31-year-old man would still be in the clutches of North Korea. And apparently, nothing was bargained here. Just the conversation that North Korea wishes to get back to the table, to have conversations, ultimately to be part of the group in the Six Nation disarmament talks, and also they want to make a commitment to denuclearization. That was all that was relayed as far as Pyongyang's interest. And in fact, Kim Jong-il was in China and was not in North Korea when Carter made his journey there and then left with the prize. So I think that's the good news on the day, because he was the fourth American arrested in that country for illegal entry in a year. When he was seized in January, he was accused, just like the others, of crossing into North Korea from China. You had Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, and then you had an activist, Robert Park, who deliberately actually crossed into the country last Christmas and was finally thrown out in about 40 days. As for Gomes and why he was there, it's pretty unclear, except for that he was photographed in Seoul at one point rallying for his friend Robert Park's release 2 weeks before his own arrest in North Korea, so he was in the territory. He would have gotten 8 years of hard labor. He would have been fined more than $600,000 for trespassing and committing what they're calling a hostile act. See, this is what they get you to do, to admit the facts, and that's what he said. He admitted the facts. But the key thing here is, you know, that he's free, that he's done. And here we go again. So, Jimmy Carter, for all of what he lacked as a president, as far as being able to go on a plane, go through humanitarian obstacles, and ultimately win the release of an American, you know, bravo that he was able to do that, certainly. That's good news heading into a weekend. All right, some other things that are shaken and bacon around the globe and closer to home include one in little old Chicago. Chicago's been all about Blago these days, the former Illinois governor who was forced to step away after the FBI had too many wiretaps on him, and then the speculation over whether or not he was trying to sell Barack Obama's state Senate seat. You know what happened the last time around? He was found guilty just on one charge, and that was lying to the FBI. Now it's all over again. Another trial for Blagojevich, and how much money is that going to cost the people in Illinois? It could cost them up to $30 million when all is said and done. So this time around, what will be different? Who's going to be called? What's going to happen there? So Blagojevich's lawyer, attorney Sam Adams Sr., talked about that he's about working for free, and also what's next for Blago.
He's our friend and he's our client. And just like my son said, he loves him, I love him. He's a very lovable guy when you get to know. I talk to him every day. We're going to meet with the governor, and we're going to decide what is best for him. That's the only decision that is important, is what is best for the client.
Yeah, it's the only thing that's important, what is best for the client. He does have it right there. That's the typical attorney rap. You know, it's all about the client. I said to an attorney one time, well, it was a criminal case, and I was a television reporter. I said, did you think he was guilty? And he said, doesn't matter what I think. Key thing here is I did my job, represented the client. I was like, ooh, so that's why I didn't want to go to law school. I get it. Tough way to land in Sacramento. Oh, I feel for the people that run this JetBlue flight. It was an Airbus 320. An idea of the size of the plane. It's kind of small. And what happened was two tires blew out. So the crew evacuated all the people on the plane through those chutes, you know, the inflatables. They had to go down the side of the plane. And four people to 15 people had minor injuries. Really closer to 15, I think, went to the hospital. And it was the tires were burning when they were on the ground. Apparently some of the passengers could see it, and they felt kind of a weird thud when the plane slammed down. The good news is that it didn't go all the way on the belly and skid across the runway, or that could have been a bigger disaster than anyone would have liked to imagine if that plane had split apart, hit something else, and if you couldn't completely brake. The plane did seem to have some kind of problems with its brakes, and then the tires blew out during the landing. But thank goodness it wasn't as bad as it could have been. We've seen that before. And the fact that nobody was killed in it and, you know, they all survived, had to be a scary moment, though, going down on the side of the plane. That's certainly not what you're expecting. And especially when it comes to landing, because you're there, you're practically there. You start to hear, oh, and have a great day, and here's what the weather is, and blah, 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 we made up some time in the air or whatever the announcements are, and you're almost there. You're almost home free, landing. And then to have that happen, that's frightening. And JetBlue, boy, they're taking on the chin with this. The crazy flight attendant is probably the bigger story. I mean, still a lot of people think that Steve Slater is a big hero by walking away from his job, or sliding away from his job, I guess is the better way to say it. A big day. We're going to talk about it next for Ben Bernanke. What will he say when he looks into his crystal ball? We're going to talk about it next. The economy is certainly more than on the fritz, and central bank, it's just not working out. All the tricks and the magic not happening, I think, at this point. And the economy is, if anything, pretty stalled, in my opinion. I bet you agree, too. Talk about it next here on ATM.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
I know I say this a ton, but I'll say it again. If you have any thoughts on anything that we're talking about or a few of your own in different directions, that's all good, my friends. You can send them to us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Ben Bernanke has some thoughts, but I don't know if he's going to be able to string them together and eloquently try to pitch his case. That's really what's facing the Federal Reserve Chairman. He's addressing a conference on Friday in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Bernanke has to try to prevent another recession, let's face it. He's got to persuade people and businesses to feel confident enough about where we're headed in the future to spend more money right now. So weak consumer spending is killing a lot of the growth and the jobs because there's not enough jobs. It's put a lot of families at risk and also, the economy in general of lapsing into a worse downturn. So short-term interest rates near zero haven't done anything to the economy. It's like you see these incredible 30-year rates for mortgages, but nobody can get the loans or nobody has the money to get the house. They don't have enough money to get the house. They're just holding down the fort. Because they're too worried about it. So they're gonna stay where they are. They don't want to risk it, in other words. The benefits of the stimulus program seem to be, if you ever thought there were benefits, seem to be fading fast. And Congress hasn't passed anything new monetarily. Of course, we could get into the argument of spending, and that's the problem. The stimulus didn't do its overall job, so here you have all that money that was supposed to stimulate the economy, and it really didn't work. It really didn't happen. So what's he going to say about our very fragile, anemic economy? The annual rate from April to June, you know what it was? 1.4%. Whew. And the quarter is looking even worse. So how do you get the public behind it? I don't know. I've never seen people, I think it's not about being stuck, but people so stymied by what's happening. And the water cooler buzz that I always talk about, this is number one. We could throw in the mosque. We could throw in illegal immigration. We could throw in health care. We could throw in jobs. But all of that mixed up in one batch still leads to the economy, and the economy. And this has really been since 2008 and the big bailouts. We go back to the big bailouts. So the Fed bought $1.25 trillion in mortgage securities and $175 billion in debt from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Also, $300 billion in government debt during 2009. And the idea was that was supposed to help avoid a Great Depression. If you remember, and I was stunned, I think we did a show where we talked about who do you think's the person of the year, who was the most intriguing, blah, 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 entrepreneurial, or I threw out different criteria. I can't remember all of them. But the guy who landed on Time Magazine, because they always do that, was Ben Bernanke as the person of the year. And I was stunned. I was stunned that he was there. I was like, wow, are people not paying attention to what's going on? And you've got these low rates. Normally, the economy would chug along a little bit better, but the problem is the lack of lending and people not taking the bait either and trying to jump on the houses. There was a little bit of a bounce with first-time home buyers and the credits and all of that, but not much. So we'll see what he said, and we'll talk about it on Sunday. We'll see what Bernanke's big solution is, or what kind of a wordsmith he is as he tries to spin this, and we'll dissect it on our Sunday show. I'm sure one of the things that we're going to be talking about on Sunday is this weather front, Danielle. I almost said hurricane, but see, I'm just going to call it a storm, because if I say hurricane, then I'm putting it out there, if you believe in that. So that, is this going to turn into a full throttle, huge storm? Well, just a short while ago, it was upgraded to a Category 3. Ooh. And because I think so many of us are hurricane weary, I've talked about this before in being emergency prepared. Have you ever been through a hurricane, or have you ever been through a twister? Then you know what I'm talking about. A hurricane, a little bit different, because at least with a hurricane, there's some advanced warning. If they're on top of it and they're looking at the weather systems, they can see where it's coming from, which is a lot different, we know, than tornadoes, that suddenly the funnel clouds appear and you try to do what you can to warn people, but it's, you know, it's pretty tough. So now what we're seeing is that Danielle has been upgraded. What happens is the weather moves along in the Atlantic. Yeah, could be that some people will get pretty soggy maybe over the weekend. North Carolina area and all the way down, maybe, because it's there in the Atlantic. It's formed. It's dancing around. If you looked at the map now, you'd see a big fat red spot, you know, that swirl that it creates. So a 3 at this point means pretty damaging winds, but so far not full-fledged, and you still have a couple of days to deal with 2 in between. All right, the big water cooler story as well has been eggs, 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 baby. You like them scrambled, over easy, hard-boiled, soft-boiled. I'm a huge fan of the egg, which is so frightening to me what happened with this whole salmonella that was found in the feed at 2 Iowa farms. In fact, so much so that we're going to have a special America tonight coming up, couple of shows coming up in September where I'm going to go to a modern egg farming conference and the tour. We're actually going to get to see, as I was begging the people from that organization to put some people on the air with me, and I'm going to go see firsthand what the operations are like, what the process is, not what I've seen in the pictures, but actually go and see what they do on the farm and talk to a bunch of people about it. These tainted eggs get reused in food products. Of course, they kill off all the bacteria, but it just sounds ugly, doesn't it? Investigators found the salmonella in the chicken feed in Wright County egg that was used by that farm and also Hillendale Farms. They also found some salmonella in some other locations. Remember, there's been 550 million eggs from two farms that were recalled earlier this month after they were linked to poisoning in a couple of different states. As of now, you have almost 1,500 people that are linked to the outbreak. Whew, that's a lot. Doesn't that sound like a lot? And that's actually even more than originally thought. And these are numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What they're saying is that the when they did the testing, the salmonella found at the place that I mentioned, Wright County, matched the fingerprint of that same salmonella found in a bunch of the people who got sick. So the tests show that the contaminated feed was a source of the outbreak, but probably not the only source. And they're still investigating how the feed became contaminated. They're looking at 600 samples from 24 different locations at the two farms. Well, that'd take a long time to run some of those tests, wouldn't it? But that way they can narrow it down. How did this feed get infected with it? They need to know that. They need to know if it was from an unmarked bin, or was it a third party supplier? What led to the feed that tested positive for it? And they're putting new rules in place for the entire egg industry this summer to kind of reduce, thank goodness, the problems with this disease, because we don't want to really beg off the eggs. If you're an egg fan, you know what I'm talking about, like that Sunday omelet, or you're in a hurry, eggs don't have a lot of calories, a soft-boiled egg, or over easy, or truck stops have the best, I'm telling you, have the best, the greasy spoons, the truck stops have the best egg dishes, and so nobody wants to see that go away if you're a fan. But it's scary when you read the numbers and you know what salmonella is like. And it's something none of us want to go through. Certainly not. All right, coming up next, we're going to hear from you. You can call us, 800-259-5791, or we're going to go into the mailbag. We'll do that regardless, so hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the...
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems And ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
You had a lot to say about many of the same things that we've been talking about, things that are brewing and things that are coming to a crescendo across the country. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Ooh, yes it is. Dennis McMahon, our favorite lawyer, says, discussion of the Ground Zero mosque issue without reference to the lack of military and justice closure on 9/11 is unwise. If we had killed bin Laden and all the perpetrators of the attack on America and won the war against Islamic terrorists, the very idea of such a move might not be as objectionable. America has always been a friend to Islam in Asia and in Europe, and during the Cold War, it was the U.S. who was a true friend of Pakistan. Perhaps if people knew more about history as well and the fact that America has always stood for justice and freedom everywhere. It is our hat-in-the-hand approach and lack of historical knowledge that hurts us too. Very well, Dennis. I agree with him, especially where he's talking about if we had killed bin Laden and the perpetrators, what a difference it would have made, of course. Then these discussions wouldn't probably be happening, would they? And this goes to disinformation, and it goes to also, I think, stupidity on the parts of many people to not pay attention to what's happening in front of them. There are, gosh, I think I saw a statistic the other day, maybe 2,400 mosques in the U.S., and New York, there are 100 mosques already. In that neighborhood, there are already some mosques that are built. This Islamic Center, I mean, my stance is, I don't have a problem with the Islamic Center. I'm about the freedom religion thing. But it's, why there? And why, as our friend in Missouri pointed out, Jeff, why have the opening on 9/11? Now, if you look at the other side of that, what will be said is, well, that's because we're reaching out. We're trying to build this bridge. We're trying to make people understand that there's a peacefulness to this religion. And don't base us all, don't be bigoted, base our religion on the Islamic crazy nutballs that have done horrible, heinous things to people. But the problem is that that's flawed thinking in the sense that you have enough families and enough people in New York still that feel ravaged by the attacks that it makes no sense to put it in that particular area. It really doesn't, because there are other pieces of property that are maybe in some cases more advantageous to the people themselves that are developing it than this particular piece of property. I've seen it. I've been there. It's the old Burlington Coat Factory. And this could have easily been moved, or could easily be moved. I think it will ultimately because of the developers. If enough people get skittish and there isn't enough backing, then it gets booted anyway. It's all about the money. Always follow the money, no matter what the twist of whatever story is. It is about that. We got this from our pal William Stein. I love his notes, just like Dennis. He says, "Hi, Kate. Thought you would enjoy this fish sports story that is the talk of this year's Mizzou River 340, an annual canoe kayak endurance race across Missouri from Kansas City to St. Charles on the Missouri River. I heard that's very cool. The world-class kayaker from Houston, Texas, who got hit by the flying Asian carp name is Brad Pennington. Brad Pennington. And the race was won by a Texan-California tandem team, but the national news story was a bizarre knockout by the fish. So the two that won, Hansen and Kelly, they won in 36 hours, 48 minutes. It was a record for their class. But he's right. It was more about the knockout of the fish that made the big news, because the Houston, Texas guy got hit by an Asian carp. And that's got to be pretty tough, huh? Oh, you just get slammed and you're knocked. Boom. You're knocked down. You're done. The kayaking thing, I don't get it. I get kayaking. It is so tough. I don't know how many people listening have ever been kayaking. It's, I think, tougher than, I've done whitewater rafting. I want to say, yeah, I've done it 3 times. And twice I did it in a place called the Taos Box. And I'm telling you, the boat was flying all over the place. One of the guys in the boat actually flipped out and cut his head a little bit. But when you have a good guide and it's all about paddle, 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 I get that, and you're hanging on to the edge. But in the kayak, boy, you got to be in great upper body shape to move that sucker, especially if there's two of you in the kayak. You got to really hope that your partner is in great shape, because it's tough to move those boats. It is very tough. I found that out the hard way. I thought it looked easy, but it was not. So I admire the kayakers for what they're able to do in a boat. And thanks, William, for that note. Okay, in the meantime, our pal Izzy. Boy, we haven't talked to Izzy on the air in a while. She's probably been swamped, slammed with other things. She says, "Good morning. I am sending you a link for your perusal. I find it a little curious given to certain behavior, but certainly doesn't explain Obama's Marxist leaning. Something is definitely wrong with this man, but as to what extent remains to be seen. Hopefully November elections will prove to be his undoing, and a new Congress will force his hidden records to be opened. Keep up the good work, Kate." And she says, and a high five to the crew, Matt and Donovan. You know, this goes back to the same thing. I say it's about, I mean, some people think you link things up and there's more sinister reasons. I think it's just an ineffective administration. I had coffee with somebody the other day who's pretty politically active, I'll say, for lack of telling you who the person is, in the Southwest. And they were talking about that, and this was a person who was a Democrat, and they were talking about the notion that what's happened is it's like all the president's men. It's the people surrounding the guy. Like, who knows what's there because of the advisors and what they're suggesting be done financially or on any of the other fronts that we're talking about. The idea, the comments on the mosque, and to make that even bigger than life. Because I don't know, it still was a story that was percolating, but the president's comments helped that along. And then that jumped. Bloomberg was already in the game, already commenting about it, and then the governor got involved, and then it became more than a New York story. It took on a life of its own. And there have been some crazy things along the way, whether they're serious, like the CIA blunders, or whether it's Gitmo or whatever it is, that there's too much of that. Texas two-step. It's like a Texas two-step, just moving, motoring around, two steps forward, two steps back. I don't get it. I don't understand. I can't figure it out. That's what it is. I can't figure it out. Here's one from Kendall James. Hey, Kate, I just wanted to write to say I can't wait to do Nail the Score. I briefly heard you mention it. When does it come back? Tell me the exact time so I can set my alarm clock. I listen to you, then sometimes I fall asleep, and I want to make sure that I don't fall asleep and miss it. That's how much I enjoy the banter with the people who call in and try to take a stab at it, as you mentioned. Okay, so Nail the Score comes back on Thursday. It's in our third hour on Thursday into Friday. Hope we have a bunch of big winners this time around, because we have a lot of prizes to give away. And plus, you get bragging rights. That'd be pretty cool to say you nailed the score on a talk show. And we'll even send you a little clip of tape if you do it. But no one's been able to crack the code yet. It's tough. It seems like it'd be easy, you know, when you just say, well, you know, throw out some of the obvious scores you'll see sometimes. 17 to 14, 27 to 17. But you have to pick the right team and the exact score. And people come close, but close doesn't count. It has to be the exact number for you to win Nail the Score. So to answer your question, it comes back the week of the 12th, because that's when the NFL, the regular season, starts. Not the preseason. I don't care about the preseason. So after Labor Day, everyone's back in the saddle. That's when we'll do Nail the Score. And here's one from Brad in Vermont. Hi, Kate. I've heard a lot of people talk about, when they've called in, the Obama is a Muslim thing. And actually, I have to say, some of the callers made some astute observations, and they're not like these other idiots who are just agreeing with some of the nonsense that's out there. How many times has he said he's a Christian? We heard that on the campaign trail, and you said this, and you're right. He sat in the Reverend Wright's church for all those years. Now, Wright is a racist, in my opinion, and Obama should have left that church a long time ago. But it was a church, for goodness sake, not a mosque. What's wrong with America? It's true, it was a church, and we did talk about that. How many years was he in the pews there? I think 2 decades, right? Something like that. And I think Wright is poisonous and some of his sermons and goes way off the Richter scale, but he definitely has a Christian church. Hang with us, more to come.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Political front, we haven't touched it much since the primaries. And earlier in the show, we had Sam in Montreal, who's always concerned about politics in the states. It's interesting. And I love when Sam will do the comparisons as to some of the things that are happening in Canada. And what's happened with the prime minister there and the frustrations that people feel and how often they've had to go back to the polls this time around. Well, if we look at some of the numbers, the Republican Marco Rubio leads the independent Governor Charlie Crist by 10 points now. This is an interesting one to watch. I know I've said that before. But paying attention to trends, 40% to 30%, that's to become the next U.S. senator in Florida, from Florida. And the Democratic nominee, Kendrick Meek, gets 21% support. Now, these are polls, right? So this is an August 25th poll, which is the first tally in the race since the primary. And it finds that 4% prefer some other candidate, 5% are undecided. So in the last survey before the primary, Rubio was at 38%, Crist was at 33%, and Meek was at 21%. So you can toss this a couple of different ways, but overall, you have the former Florida House Speaker, Rubio, who gets 73% of the Republican vote, Crist 19% from his old party. He was hoping to draw more than that, but what the deal is with the polls, and you have to remember this, whether whatever race we're talking about, is that sometimes people answer the polls one way and then they might change their mind when they actually go and vote. There's a little bit of a sway there. That's why there's that margin for error. So that could flip a little bit. It could. I'm not sure, though. Because Crist, from the people that I know in Florida, were talking about how much Republican sway will he still get despite the fact that he did the flip like Joe Lieberman. And I still think it's going to be neck and neck. It's going to come down to the wire between those two, I believe. And It still comes down to the votes being counted after Election Day, but I think it could be a lot closer than what the recent poll shows. Okay, also Rasmussen did a poll with Carly Fiorina and her desire to take Barbara Boxer's seat in California in that Senate race. Now, what's interesting here is, Boxer, how long has she been around? It seems like forever and ever. Well, Fiorina attracted 43% support to Boxer's 44. That's how tight it is. And earlier in the month, Boxer had a 5-point lead. In July, she was much more ahead. So this is pretty tight, this race, too. This is going to be another one to watch. Fiorina is the former CEO of Hewlett Packard, as all of you know. Boy, there's a company that has a lot of problems, don't they? With sexual harassment and other crazy doings that undo HP. And anyway, when people actually go and vote, it's going to be the same thing. What are the independents going to do? What are they going to do? Are they going to take the novice or do they go the way of Boxer? More than 80% of those who support Fiorina say they are certain how they'll vote in November. Just under 80% of Boxer supporters say the same thing. But you think about California's Democratic leanings and then Boxer being the incumbent. You know, the incumbents, how often do they win? We had Matthew Casalotto on the show, the previous show, and he was an aide to one of the former House speakers, Jim Wright, and also to Leon Panetta. And spent a lot of time in Washington and watching the numbers. And incumbents really do have the edge. That's why the midterm elections to me are interesting to see how much of that anger and fury actually play out when the people that have been there the longest, when it comes down to it, like the Harry Reids, the Barbara Boxers, do they go or do they survive it? Do they survive what I call the hailstorm and still keep their seat? Or do we see a big switch in some major, major, major parts of the country? And Nevada would be one, especially with all their crazy unemployment. And certainly California would be one, too. Here's another interesting political mashup to talk about in other political stories. Alaska's Joe Miller, who declares that the U.S. has gone bankrupt. He got a big, juicy headline out of that. And this was after driving the Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski almost to the brink of falling off the edge in Tuesday's Alaska primary. And this is certainly the dark horse candidate. Miller says that his surprise showing is due to what he calls the sweat equity of volunteers, and that's what's made the biggest difference, he says. He also says the media's depiction of the race as a Murkowski-Palin family feud was a manufactured story, and he thinks that helped him too. But see, once again, it's all about the vote. Murkowski says, listen, I'm not dead yet. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Wow, we just did her email a while ago. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's the phone. It's just like I can never get through.
You got through. Yay, you're on.
Okay, real quick, I have a funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the bookstore treating myself last week, and, of course, I'm in the political genre. And then I went over to True Crime, which is like 2 aisles over because I do Ann Rule. And there in the True Crime was 3 copies of this book, The Inauguration of Barack Obama. I mean, it's a real book, but it was put in the True Crime. I mean, you could hear me all over the store roaring. I was laughing.
You should have taken a picture of that and sent it into one of those talk shows. Not a radio talk show, but you should send it into like Letterman or something. They probably would have put it up there.
I never thought about it. I was just so humored by it. I'm like, well, somebody has a sense of humor or they really screwed up. Anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. The mosque. I don't know if you read that a permit was denied in West Rogers, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, they got their shot down. Of course, now the Muslims are complaining about discrimination, which is a bunch of horse pucky. However, on this mosque business, or Islam in general, Southern Poverty Law Center has put the Christian Identity Group on their terrorist watch list. It's been there for years. Now, yes, they have done some bad things, but they also have churches. And they're on a terrorist watch list. Islam is not on any of the Southern Poverty Law Centers. None of it is on the SPLC side, nor do they go after them. And, you know, I'm getting really frustrated over this because I don't consider Islam a religion. I really don't. I think it's a political movement, and it's a way of life. It's a culture.
Oh, that's an interesting take. You're right. It is definitely a way of life. Certainly when we're talking about, if we go back centuries and then we look what's happening in the, Middle East, you might be onto something, Izzy. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. You know, we talked a little bit about politics at the end and I hammer this all the time. And I hope someday that Election Day is a national holiday. Really, I do. Then people would have no excuse not to vote, but please get out and vote. It's your privilege. It's your right. Do it, folks. Mark it on the calendar, November 2nd.